Dylan and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Matt Paisner.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Matt joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe. He is from Scrub-a-Dub Auto Wash Centers, the oldest car wash company in New England, Kennedy.
You know this.
And you are doing something that benefits the community, which is why we have you on this morning. Tell everybody what you have, the first ever pumpkin spiced what?
Good morning. We are very excited for Scrub-a-Dub to be bringing customers the first ever pumpkin spice car wash in New England.
Say more words.
Is it the inside? Is it the outside? Does my cold car smell? What happened?
So many questions.
What we've done is we worked with a chemist to develop a pumpkin spice fragrance that could be infused into the Ultra Shine two-step wax and conditioner product that we put on the car to shine and protect the paint. And so we've infused that scent into the Ultra Shine, and it's being offered at our locations for only $5 with any car wash, or it's in the top car wash package from now until November 30th. And basically, customers can transform their car into a fall fun-inspired experience by adding the Ultra Shine with pumpkin spice. And we have some lights in there to enhance the show of the experience. And at the same time, all proceeds from the pumpkin spice car wash during the month of November are being donated to Community Servings, who is a longstanding partner of ours.
What does Community Servings do?
Community Servings has been a partner of ours for over 20 years. They deliver medically tailored meals to critically and chronically ill individuals, neighbors, in many of the communities we serve across Massachusetts and Rhode Island. So they currently deliver about 1.2 million home-delivered meals to thousands of people, and there are hundreds of people waiting for nutritious, life-changing meals. And Scrub-a-Dub, every year we volunteer in their kitchen preparing meals. We've helped deliver meals, and we've had a partnership with them for over 20 years as part of the Thanksgiving spirit. They do what's called the Pie in the Sky fundraiser. And so we sell, along with them and other businesses, Thanksgiving pies at pieinthesky.org. And each Thanksgiving pie provides 1 week worth of meals to a critically ill neighbor in need and their caretakers.
So we can come in, get a clean car that smells delicious like pumpkin spice. We're helping others, and we can buy a pie to take home and help others.
And if you want to donate a pie to a Community Servings client in need, a pie for a client, you get entered to win a year of unlimited car washes.
I'm just trying to think what's going to happen the first time somebody walks by my car and they smell pumpkin spice.
I don't know. There's one around the corner. I might go after work today.
No, I know. I know. So, there's one right around the corner from the station.
So the way that it works is, because we've infused it into the Ultra Shine, you turn off your air recirculation, you turn on your AC or heat on low, and the pumpkin spice fragrance comes in through the ventilation inside the car, but people outside will not be able to smell it. And customers who don't like pumpkin spice, they can still support this awesome cause and just turn off their AC and heat, and they don't have to get the fragrance at all.
Wow.
This is amazing. I can't think of a more fall thing in the world.
Yeah, you've taken basic girl fall activities to a whole new level.
This is so good.
Yeah, really wonderful stuff.
Okay, so for the Pie in the Sky, what is that website? You had mentioned it again. I don't have it in front of me.
Absolutely. Go to pieinthesky.org. You can pick a pie pickup location near you across the Commonwealth. And they have apple, pecan, pumpkin. Each $35 pie provides a week of nutritious meals to a neighbor in Massachusetts or Rhode Island experiencing critical or chronic illness. All pies are locally baked and donated by local community restaurants, hotels, chefs, and bakers. And we're just really excited. We also have this pumpkin spice scent available at all 20 Scrub-a-Dub Tunnel locations across Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Maine.
Awesome. So Matthew from Scrub-A-Dub, working with Community Servings, working with Pie in the Sky. You are now all officially members of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Let's go.
Can we make the Good Vibe Tribe pumpkin spice flavored?
I'm sure we could.
Matthew, get back to us.
Thanks for coming on the show today, Matthew.
Thanks
we
so
appreciate
much.
It.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, let's see. Kennedy, say good morning to Leah from Nashua, New Hampshire.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you? Good to hear from you.
Hi, I'm living the dream.
That is good.
Living the dream.
Good to hear from you, Leah. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, okay. That is a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Dax Shepard says his wife doesn't kiss him the way she kisses Adam Brody on her Netflix show, Nobody Wants This. Who is Dax Shepard married to?
Oh, my gosh. Kristen.
Chenoweth.
Kristen.
Which one?
Kristen, she's so funny with the blonde hair. Oh my gosh, I even follow her. I don't know.
Question number two. Finn Wolfhard says he and some of his IT co-stars saw a mysterious man in black while filming in an abandoned mansion. Quote, it could have been someone just messing around, but it was pretty scary.
Spooky.
Who is the villain in IT?
I don't know.
James Franco hasn't spoken to Seth Rogen since the Me Too problems. He says, quote, I love Seth. We had 20 great years together, but it's over. Name the 2008 movie that they starred in about two stoners who witness a murder and have to go on the lam with a dangerous drug lord and a crooked cop trying to eliminate them as witnesses.
Pineapple Express.
KFC teamed up with the sleep company Hatch for a new white noise sound of chicken being fried. People think it sounds like rain. What is KFC's most famous slogan that they actually had to suspend during the pandemic because health officials didn't recommend it?
Finger looking good.
Question number five. While on the red carpet for Olivia Rodrigo's Guts World Tour premiere, Chapel Roan made a photographer apologize to her. Chapel said he was rude to her at the Grammys. Which club does Chapel reference in one of her most popular songs?
The pink. Oh gosh. Mama, I'm dancing with the pink. Pink Pony Club.
Hey!
Yes. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
We got there. The wheels were turning.
I didn't mind waiting on that.
One. Yes, thank you.
All right, let's see. Leah's from Nashua, New Hampshire, Kennedy.
Yep.
She's going to visit her mom, who just had a surgery of some sort. Hopefully she's okay.
Thank you, she is.
Leah got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
Ding, ding,
ding. Yeah, that's it.
These are tough. You ready?
Sure.
Dax Shepard says his wife doesn't kiss him the way she kisses Adam Brody on her Netflix show, Nobody Wants This. Who is Dax Shepard married to?
Kristen Bell.
Bell.
Bell. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, come on, man.
1-0, question number 2. Finn Wolfhard says he and some of his IT co-stars saw a mysterious man in black while filming in an abandoned mansion. Could have been someone just messing around, but it was pretty scary, he said. Who's the villain in IT?
Pennywise.
The dancing clown.
Oh.
Pennywise, the clown, is correct. 2-0, question number 3. James Franco hasn't spoken to Seth Rogen since his Me Too problems. He says, quote, I love Seth. We had 20 great years together, but I guess it's over. Name the 2008 movie they starred in about two stoners who witness a murder and have to go on the lam with a dangerous drug lord and a crooked cop trying to eliminate them as witnesses.
Pineapple Express?
When I tell you after that movie came out that every single weed guy in Massachusetts was like, I got this new strain, it's called Pineapple Express. They're like, no, you don't. No, you don't. It's the same thing you had last week, Chad. You're just trying to charge
Sticks
people.
And stems, Chad.
You're just trying to charge people $20 a bag.
3-1, question number 4. Chad. KFC teamed up with a sleep company named Hatch for a new white noise sound of chicken being fried. People think it sounds like rain. What is KFC's most famous slogan that they actually had to suspend during the pandemic because health officials didn't recommend it?
Oh, it's finger looking good?
Remember that happened.
I forgot.
4-2, question number 5. While on the red carpet for Olivia Rodrigo's Guts World Tour premiere, Chappell Roan made a photographer apologize to her. Chappell said he was rude to her at the Grammys. Which club does Chappell reference in one of her most popular songs?
Club Sandwich.
Pink Pony Club.
Oh, of course. No,
I
don't.
I would go to a club called the Club Sandwich, though.
I've been to a club called the Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, Pink Pony Club existed in Memphis, Tennessee. Oh.
Did they dance there in a
they
certain way?
They did.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
And they had a big pink pony in front of it, like a big stallion up on the back two legs. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Nice work, indeed. I don't think the photographer actually apologized either. I watched that interaction.
I'm sure they didn't. They don't have any shame or pride. Yeah, I mean, they didn't have, seem like they don't care.
Finally, one of the people like managing the red carpet came over and grabbed Chappell. Was like, we got it. Could you? And then she stepped back and took like a fierce photo. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, you know, she's standing in her power and I'm here for it.
Leah, you don't get the cash, but you did pick up a pair of tickets to go see Derek Hough dance for the holidays, November 6th at the Box Center Wang Theater. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go? You're welcome.
Thank you so much. My name is Leah from Nashua, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-931-1234. What'd you get into over the weekend? You can call or text that number, 617-931-1234. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, my big highlight was on Saturday. I had the honor of being the guest speaker at a sorority, Zeta Tau Alpha from Merrimack College. They had their Bid on Pink event. Mm-hmm. It was the ending of this week. Think Pink Week, where they do fundraising events, a lot of philanthropy all surrounding breast cancer awareness. And so it was at the Haverhill Country Club. And it was just really lovely to meet all the sisters. They're such amazing young women, most of whom came up to me and said, I've been listening to you since I was 4. Which, you know, just...
It's a compliment.
It makes you just... We've been here a long time.
We have been here,
and to have people that have carried us with them that long, it mm-hmm. really means a lot. And some of the moms were there, some grandmothers were there, and it was a really wonderful evening.
Mm-hmm.
And after I gave my speech, the thing was like the moms that were there, even some of the grandmoms that were there, many of them came up to me saying, "I too have had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. I too have gone down this journey," which I just. It angers me how many women have had to deal with this insipid thing, but the fact that these young women are getting ahead of it and trying to do something about it mm-hmm. means so very much, and I was just absolutely honored to be there.
Did anyone record your speech? I'd love to hear it.
So, yeah, so the I think it was the college television. They had somebody there doing some video.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of put my phone down. I took no pictures. I just tried to be present as I could when I was there, and it was a really lovely experience.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did you open with a joke?
Sort of. Yes.
What was
I didn't open with the joke. My second paragraph was a joke. It was about how I did not join a sorority in college because Rush was the same week as auditions, and I was a theater major. And so there are two of us, two freshman girls, who were kind of up for the same part, and I said, she got into Delta Gamma, and I got the lead in the musical, so do what you do.
That's pretty good. Joanna's from Blackstone had a big weekend, which sounds like she didn't want, actually, for her birthday. Good morning, Joanna.
Hi, Carson. Hi, Kennedy. And hi, Dan.
Hey.
Hi. So, my birthday was yesterday, but on Saturday, we went to the Friendly Toast in Dedham for breakfast, and then we played a bunch of tennis with my mom and then had dinner with her. And then Sunday, we went to the Tower Hill Botanic Garden and had lunch in Worcester with a friend, and then also went to Jordan's Jungle, which is a plant store in Rhode Island. It's a really fun place to go. But all I really wanted to do was read one of the books in my TBR aisle, because there's about 100 sitting on a shelf right now waiting to be read.
My house is filled with books I have yet to read. And a Kindle filled with them, too.
I feel this so much, Joanna. This is exactly what our weekend was like. So Friday, we went and did the early voting, got that done, which was nice. There was actually a lot of people there early voting, which surprised me. But it was good to get that kind of done and out of the way.
Yeah, I think I'll do that tomorrow.
And then we went and got our costumes for the big party that we got invited to on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. We went out to eat. Me and Lana did, which was nice. Just the two of us had a little meal. Bear went and saw the new what's the new Marvel movie?
Venom.
Yeah, so he went and saw the new Venom and said it was okay. And then on Saturday we went to an adult Halloween party. Like, we don't get invited to a lot of things. And it was incredible. The theme was cowboys, so everybody was pretty much dressed up in Western wear. A few people did come dressed as boy cows, which I thought was kind of weak tot action. Get it? Boy cows, cowboys.
That's kind of clever.
Is it? One woman came as the naked cowgirl, which I thought was in her whitey tidy underwears and a guitar and everything.
There you go.
Committed to the bit.
Yeah, but this house, Kennedy, I'd never been in this house before, and it looked like something out of like Architectural Digest. It looked like something in a magazine.
We love to have friends like that every once in a while.
Oh my God, we walked in this house and I was like, this is in Charlestown? I feel like this should be in Back Bay or Beacon Hill or something. I'm confused.
So is Barrett officially in like stay home by himself on a Saturday age? Yeah. Or was he somewhere else?
No, I don't even know where he was, to be honest with you. He was with friends doing something.
He must love this newfound freedom.
He does.
He's like, Fortnite.
Yeah, he's like, what time are you coming home? And we were like, probably like 10:30. He's like,
you guys stay out. You'd
bro, why so it. Early? Well, we had to get up at 5:30 in the morning on Sunday because he had an all-day lacrosse tournament at Devon's. So it was just, it was a lot. I didn't sit down at all this weekend. We had to make like 52 runs to the micro center because Lana's computer died for her business, and we had to see if we could save one. And then, you know, there's, are you going to lose all the information?
Oh no!
You know, all of that
so
stuff.
Much stress.
And then having to drop, you know, $2,000 on a new computer because they're super cheap when you need to buy a mattress. And I'm like, well, I hope you can sleep on this computer because we're not getting a mattress.
No, I had to do the same thing not too long ago with my computer. Just
right.
Bite the bullet.
Yeah, you do. You do. All right, 617-931-1234. We want you to call or text. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. We have our good friends B-Side and Corey standing by. We'll do those coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
Had a funny thing happen too over the weekend, Kennedy. I forgot to mention. So I got Barrett up early Saturday morning. I was like, hey, let's go play 9 holes of golf. So we went over to this place called Fresh Pond, which is in Cambridge. It's close by, easy to get to. It's a full-size course, but it's only 9 holes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so because it's just two of us, we get teamed up with some random person. And about two-thirds of the way through the thing, this guy who I think is retired is like, so what do you do for a living? And I'm like, oh, I work in radio. I host a, you know, morning radio show. He's like, yeah, I don't listen to the radio.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, thanks.
I get that all the time.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. What are you saying?
I get that all the time. Like, oh, I'm so sorry, I don't listen to the radio. It's like, that's fine, I don't show up at your job either.
That's exactly what I
like,
say to people.
I don't care.
It's just always, and then
that's why I tell people I'm a welder.
Right. And then
I just say communications.
There's an awkward thing, and he's like, well, where do you work? Maybe I would know it. And I'm just like,
it's really not important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you remember WBCN? He's like, oh, I love that station.
And there we are.
I was like, well, now we play Nickelback on this station. He's like, oh, yeah, I don't listen. I was like, all right, thank you. I appreciate you.
You could just say, well, that's interesting, and move on with your freaking day.
Abby is from Norton. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Oh, this is one of my favorites. Tell everybody what you did.
So I performed as a phantom in the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Taunton Performing Arts Center this weekend.
Let's what was go. Your character?
I was one of the phantoms.
Amazing.
So I was a supporting actor.
I always wanted to be magenta. Really always. but he never had the guts to get up and do it.
Mm. Dan, have you ever seen Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Never, but it's on my list because I know it's one of those like cult movies that people go at midnight and there's a whole like...
You have to go at midnight. You have to pack an entire bag filled with many, many things to include toast and toilet paper. I will explain it all to you.
Yeah. I can't just go and watch it
yes,
my first
you can,
time?
You can actually just go and watch it the first time. It's okay.
I wouldn't.
It's I need fun. To bring toast.
No, yeah. The first time I went, we sat in the back and I just watched it all unfold, kind of understanding because there's nuances to where everything is happening on the screen as to how people are reacting. And then, like, the second time I went, we were, like, all in on everything. It's just fun. It's a good party if you've never been.
Where's your neck? You'll get it if you
go. Let's see. I have B-Side from Gloucester, and she had a pretty busy weekend. What'd you get into over the weekend, B-Side?
Well, I actually test-run my costume. I created my table that I'm going to put out in my driveway because I have a six-year-old neighbor I need to impress. So I have full-size candy bars ready to go. I have dog biscuits ready to go. I have lavender lemonade with adult juice inside of it ready to go with glitter.
You are one of the good ones, man.
What is the test-run for the costume? What are you dressing up as?
I am Mary Sanderson.
Really?
That's pretty good, actually.
Yes. I dyed my hair purple.
You are really committing.
Now, do you have a couple of friends that are also dressing up?
So I have friends that dressed as Winifred, and I have a friend who is willing to come over and dress as Billy Butcherson.
I was going to say, are you making your boyfriend be one?
No, he is going to stay inside and play video games. He's like, yeah, Halloween's not a thing.
Well, thanks for calling in, B-Side. We appreciate it. Have a great week.
Absolutely. You too. Good
all right.
Girl.
All right. Bye-bye. Corey from Medford. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Hey.
You ruined some expensive boots this weekend?
I ruined some very expensive boots. My Star Trek boots I've been waiting to wear for Comic-Con next weekend while sitting around the house Sunday waiting for my friends to show up for a meeting of my Star Trek group. I decided to try them on just to show them off at the meeting. And when I was pulling the zipper up, it split.
Ugh!
Uh-huh. So, off to the cobbler, they're going to go, and I will be wearing sneakers at Comic-Con.
Oh, okay. Corey. Throw it together with some safety pins or something, buddy?
I thought about that. I actually suppose I could fake it with an ace bandage around the top of the boot and just wear my pants long that day.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've had it happen. You pull that zipper up and...
Yes, we've all had our expensive Star Trek boots get ripped.
Yes, our Starfleet uniforms have all been ruined.
Yes.
Yes, I have been ruined by many a zipper, Corey. Yes.
It was tragic having to cut the pole.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
How much did you spend on those boots again?
Oh, those were about $400.
Oh, should reinforce that zipper.
All right, thanks for calling in, Corey. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
I've got Wendy, who made a big trip. Are you just getting back?
I am. I got back this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell everybody where you went.
I went to Iceland.
How was it?
It was amazing. I mean, any, you know, positive, superlative word you could use. Jaw-droppingly stunning, the landscape, the adventure of a lifetime. It really, truly was.
Did you go into the water and put the mud on your face and such?
I did. I did a lot of stuff. we did the geothermal springs with the mud masks.
Mm-hmm.
We hiked lava fields. We climbed a glacier. We hiked up a couple of volcano craters. I saw the northern lights.
Oh.
Whale watching. I mean, all of it.
Wow.
I did it all.
What a moment. Good for you. It's important to go do the things you want to do.
Who did you go with, Wendy?
Exactly. I went by myself.
That's my girl!
I went solo.
Yep.
You know, I went with a tour group, and it was a small group. There were like less than 20 of us, and over half of them were traveling solo, so it was great.
Mm. I love it. Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I highly recommend to anybody, if you have the opportunity, go.
Producer Dan, how about you? How was your weekend?
Yeah, I mean, Iceland's all right, but I was in Woburn.
Second.
Where I saw a stunning Halloween parade.
Let's go.
And I have lived here now. I moved in November 1st of 2022.
Right.
So I just missed it that year. And I don't know what the hell I was doing last year that I missed it. But this, I had no idea how big of a deal it is in this city for this holiday. Like, people were setting up their chairs 4 or 5 days in advance.
I know. We talked to someone on Friday.
And like zip tying them to light poles and stuff so people can't move them. So we got down there. And I got to tell you, it was one of the best parades I've ever been to.
What?
It was crazy.
That's awesome.
We had an awesome time. They had they had flatbed trucks with live bands on them going by.
Right.
Chewbacca on a Harley stopped and gave me a high five.
Okay.
They had 4 DeLoreans with the doors up going by.
Right.
And just tons of marching band. It was awesome. The parade was almost 2 hours long, nonstop. It's like a 2.5 mile. They start at the movie theater and by my house at the pond, which is like a 2.5 mile trek.
Did you get into a scrum with any kids over candy?
Oh, I stiff-armed so many kids. I had my entire, this Patriots hat I'm holding right now, filled to the brim with Kit Kats. And I got a little bit of side eye, but I was like, your kids should be faster. I'm teaching them.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Ann from Walpole.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Good.
Ann is heading to Brockton to teach preschool.
Oh.
Yeah, it's great.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio this morning?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
How long have you been teaching preschool, Ann?
This is my first year, but I've been teaching for a couple of decades.
A couple of decades, Dan.
Yeah. Somebody has to.
That's awesome. Here we go. And 5 trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the cash. He's over in that soundproof studio. Question number 1. Paul Mescal had to get into peak physical condition to star in Gladiator 2, but he refused to give up smoking and drinking. The best gladiators got to fight in the legendary Colosseum. Which city does the Colosseum still stand in?
Rome.
The most popular song played at weddings is Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. It's followed by ABBA's Dancing Queen and Usher's Yeah. Which rapper features on Yeah with Usher?
Lil Jon.
The rapper. Who does the rap verse?
Ludacris.
All right. Question number 3. Investors in the original John Wick didn't want the dog to die and pitched a happier ending where it survived, but Keanu Reeves was against it and successfully fought for the idea. How many John Wick movies are there now?
Oh, I don't know. 3 or 4. I'll say 3.
All right. Question number 4. Billy Crystal thinks he accidentally donated the sweater he wore in When Harry Met Sally. He's kept it for decades as a keepsake, but thinks he mistakenly donated it to a theater department. Who starred opposite Billy in When Harry Met Sally?
Meg Ryan.
And question number 5, Justin Guarini turns 46 today. He was the runner-up in the first season of American Idol, losing to Kelly Clarkson. Since 2015, he has been Lil Sweet, the mascot for which soda company in their ad campaign.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, Justin Guarini, since 2015, he has been Little Sweet, the mascot for which soda company in their national ad campaign?
Oh, Diet Pepper, Dr. Pepper.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I have Ann getting 4 out of 5 correct, Ann.
That is correct.
Get out of here.
All right.
You get out of here.
That's good. Kennedy, ready?
Yeah.
These are tough.
Okay.
Question number 1. Paul Mescal had to get into peak physical condition to star in Gladiator 2, but he refused to give up smoking and drinking. The best gladiators, of course, got to fight in the legendary Colosseum. Which city does the Colosseum still stand in?
Rome.
Tied at 1. The most popular song played at weddings is Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody, followed by ABBA's Dancing Queen and Usher's Yeah. Which rapper features on Yeah with Usher?
Oh, Ludacris?
That is correct. I haven't done a wedding in 20 years, and the songs have not changed. Last time I did a wedding, it was the same three songs. Tied it to question number three. Investors in the original John Wick didn't want the dog to die and pitched a happier ending where it survived, but Keanu Reeves was against it and successfully fought to keep the idea. How many John Wick movies are there?
Four?
The correct answer is not enough, but four for now.
I should have gone with four.
3-2, question number four. Billy Crystal thinks he accidentally donated the sweater that he wore when Harry met Sally, kept it for decades as a keepsake, but thinks he mistakenly donated it to a theater department. Who starred opposite Billy in When Harry Met Sally?
Meg Ryan.
4-3, question number five. Justin Guarini turning 46 today. Of course, he was the runner-up in the first season of American Idol, losing to Kelly Clarkson. Since 2015, he's been a little sweet. The mascot for which soda company in their national ad campaign?
It's Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
Amazing.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. And we appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Thank you for all your decades of service as a teacher. Decades. Decades with an S. That's incredible. Yes. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Ann from Walpole, and I cannot be.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It happened again. Watch somebody get thrown out of a 13-year-old's lacrosse game over the weekend. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. You can call or text if you were that parent, if you were that coach, or you were that referee. 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number, 617-931-1234. And for Barrett and his lacrosse, like, this is kind of the off season. The fall program is supposed to be kind of low key. There's a lot of kids coming and going for lacrosse because there's also football happening. There's the end of soccer that is happening. There's hockey that is happening.
Sure.
So this is kind of like, if you're doing those other sports, you might show up occasionally for this. So it's supposed to be a little bit more relaxed situation. But apparently,
I don't believe there is such a thing as a relaxed situation when it comes to kids' sports anymore.
No, you're probably right.
After hearing
you're
all
probably
of your stories,
right.
I just don't believe it.
Everybody's going to get a D1 scholarship, Kennedy.
Totally.
Little Timmy's livelihood is riding on this season.
100%.
So we were out at Devon's this weekend, and it's awesome because it's a huge field. It's like, you know, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of kids playing. There were kids from all over. I saw kids from like upstate New York were in, from New Hampshire and Rhode Island. Like, they just all come in and it's a lot of fun. And Barrett was so pumped because he gets
your old buddies again.
And he hasn't played a game in a pretty long time.
Yeah.
And so this particular game, there was something going on with the refs. To be honest with you, I don't know what was going on. Because as parents on the sideline, we're kind of watching the game, but then also we're talking about life and other kids. And so it's easy to get distracted and not exactly see what's happening.
Okay.
But when the game stops and a referee starts yelling at somebody, then we all stop and start paying attention.
That's when people start popping popcorn.
And so the referee stops the game, goes to midfield, and stands in front of the scorer's table and the tent of this game. And now all the players are standing around, all the parents are standing around, and it sounds like he has thrown out somebody. And we're trying to figure out, did he throw out a player? Was it our coach? Now, it just so happens our coaches, they don't have any kids on our team. A lot of the coaches, it is parents, right?
That surprises me.
Yes, but our program, the club program that he plays in, they pay guys to come in and coach. So you don't get into this situation.
As much skin in the game, and they're being paid, so they're professionals.
Exactly. So
I see.
So at some point, I guess the coach of the other team, who looked to be a dad, said something, and the referee was like, "You're done." And the guy won't leave. And so he has stopped the game. There's 3 minutes left in the game. It's a running clock. They don't stop the clock, right? The clock is going to expire in 3 minutes.
Regardless. Oh, really?
Yes, because they're running all the games in the exact same schedule. So when the whistle blows to start a game, all 22 games that are happening start at the same time, whatever. Yes. And so the referee has stopped the game. We are losing by one with 3 minutes left. So we're all tense because we're like, get the game going. Like, we want to try and, you know, win this game. And the guy will not leave. And so
what is he like? You want to make me?
he pretty much like digs deep into
How
it.
How embarrassing.
And he's like, fine, I'm going to call the director. And he,
did he just pull, I'm going to call a manager on you?
Not on me, on the referee.
No, you know what I mean.
And so it appears that he pulls out his phone and he's now standing there on the sideline in front of all the players and then the, you know, the timekeepers and scorekeepers and all of this. And he's just standing there making a phone call.
I just picture him with the, can I talk to your manager?
The bob.
Yes.
So this is after he's been ejected?
Yes.
And so he just stays to sit in and refuse to leave?
I'm going to call my dad.
And so I guess he stood there for a while and eventually, again.
That's so awkward.
I'm just trying to put the pieces together afterwards. And
yeah.
And then somebody tells me, and again, this is secondhand, but it feels like it was true. And if it was true, you have to laugh at this.
Give it to me.
So the referee essentially said to him, the coach who had been chirping, this out here, this is my real estate. This is my property. You deal with over there and your players. This on the field, this is my house. This is my real estate. And the coach chirped back, oh, it's your real estate. I want to see your mortgage payments to Devin. Show me those receipts. And I guess that was the chirp back that the referee was like, you're gone.
That's enough to get you kicked out?
Well,
I'm sure that was the straw that broke the camel.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good clapback when you think about it. Let me see the receipt from your mortgage payment.
I think the ref's clapback was better.
Yeah.
The part where he said, get off
personally,
my property.
Yeah, pretty much, this is my dance space, that's your dance space.
But then you have to, like, that's so awkward for that guy.
And he's going to get in the car with his kid.
You have to slink away after just calling a director for 5 minutes and everyone's looking at you.
I mean, I feel like, Carson, there are times that Barrett is embarrassed by you just existing. I can't imagine, no offense or anything,
none
but
taken?
Just, you know, because that's what it's like to be that age, right?
Right, right.
But to have your dad be the one that's causing a scene.
Right.
Oh, no.
And
yeah.
Then you have to see them all, like, next practice, all the adults. I'm like, hey, Jim, how you doing since your ejection?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You're grown.
I've never seen
grown,
one of our
exactly.
coaches or adults thrown out of a game. I've always seen it with other teams, thankfully. Never
Wild.
Seen it,
but,
did everyone cheer when he got kicked out?
No, it was wasting time.
Yeah.
And then it was a mess.
Yeah.
I felt bad for the referees, but they weren't having their best game ever, so there was just a lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
It was just a mess. It was just...
You just let the kids play. It has nothing to do with you sitting on the sidelines.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man...
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, let's see. Kennedy, say good morning to Leah from Nashua, New Hampshire.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you? Good
Hi.
To hear from you.
I'm living the dream.
That is good.
Living the dream.
Good to hear from you, Leah. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie,
okay.
That is a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Dax Shepard says his wife doesn't kiss him the way she kisses Adam Brody on her Netflix show, Nobody Wants This. Who is Dax Shepard married to?
Oh, my gosh. Kristen.
Chenoweth.
Kristen.
Which one?
Kristen, she's so funny with the blonde hair. Oh my gosh, I even follow her. I don't know.
Question number 2. Finn Wolfhard says he and some of his IT co-stars saw a mysterious man in black while filming in an abandoned mansion. Quote, it could have been someone just messing around, but it was pretty scary.
Spooky.
Who is the villain in IT?
I don't know.
James Franco hasn't spoken to Seth Rogen since the Me Too problems. He says, quote, I love Seth. We had 20 great years together, but it's over. Name the 2008 movie that they starred in about two stoners who witness a murder and have to go on the lam with a dangerous drug lord and a crooked cop trying to eliminate them as witnesses.
Pineapple Express.
KFC teamed up with the sleep company Hatch for a new white noise sound of chicken being fried. People think it sounds like rain. What is KFC's most famous slogan that they actually had to suspend during the pandemic because health officials didn't recommend it?
finger looking good.
Question number five. While on the red carpet for Olivia Rodrigo's Guts World Tour premiere, Chapel Roan made a photographer apologize to her. Chapel said he was rude to her at the Grammys. Which club does Chapel reference in one of her most popular songs?
The pink. Oh, gosh. Mama, I'm... Oh, God. Pink Pony Club.
Hey!
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
We got there. The wheels were turning.
I didn't mind waiting on that.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's see. Leah's from Nashua, New Hampshire, Kennedy.
Yep.
She's going to visit her mom, who just had a surgery of some sort. Hopefully she's okay.
Thank you, she is.
Leah got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
Ding, ding,
ding. That's it.
These are tough. You ready?
Sure.
Dax Shepard says his wife doesn't kiss him the way she kisses Adam Brody on her Netflix show, Nobody Wants This. Who is Dax Shepard married to?
Kristen Bell.
Bell.
Ding, ding, ding.
Aw, come on, man.
1-0, question number 2. Finn Wolfhard says he and some of his IT co-stars saw a mysterious man in black while filming in an abandoned mansion. Could have been someone just messing around, but it was pretty scary, he said. Who's the villain in IT?
Pennywise.
The Dancing Clown.
Oh.
Pennywise the Clown is correct. 2-0. Question number 3. James Franco hasn't spoken to Seth Rogen since his Me Too problems. He says, quote, I love Seth. We had 20 great years together, but I guess it's over. Name the 2008 movie they starred in about two stoners who witness a murder and have to go on the lam with a dangerous drug lord and a crooked cop trying to eliminate them as witnesses.
Pineapple Express?
When I tell you after that movie came out that every single weed guy in Massachusetts was like, I got this new strain. It's called Pineapple Express. They're like, No, you don't. It's the same thing you had last week, Chad. You're just trying to charge
Sticks
people.
And stems, Chad.
You're just trying to charge people $20 a bag.
3-1, question number 4. KFC teamed up with a sleep company named Hatch for a new white noise sound of chicken being fried. People think it sounds like rain. What is KFC's most famous slogan that they actually had to suspend during the pandemic because health officials didn't recommend it?
Oh, it's finger looking good?
Remember that happened.
I forgot.
4-2, question number 5. While on the red carpet for Olivia Rodrigo's Guts World Tour premiere, Chapel Roan made a photographer apologize to her. Chapel said he was rude to her at the Grammys. Which club does Chapel reference in one of her most popular songs?
Club Sandwich.
Pink Pony Club.
Oh, of course. No,
I don't. I would go to a club called the Club Sandwich, though.
I've been to a club called the Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, Pink Pony Club existed in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh. Did they dance there in a certain way?
They did.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
And they had a big pink pony in front of it, like a big stallion up on the back two legs. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Nice work, indeed. I don't think the photographer actually apologized either. I watched that interaction.
I'm sure they didn't. They don't have any shame or pride.
Yeah,
I mean, they don't care.
Finally, one of the people like managing the red carpet came over and Crab Chapel was like, we got it. Could you? And then she stepped back and took like a fierce photo. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, you know, she's standing in her power and I'm here for it.
Leah, you don't get the cash, but you did pick up a pair of tickets to go see Derek Hough dance for the holidays, November 6th at the Box Center Wang Theater. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go? You're welcome.
Thank you so much. My name is Leah from Nashua, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Kara from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Kara's a third grade teacher who we learned just moments ago has defeated you twice before.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Super duper.
Now she wants to do it for the big bucks.
Super duper.
I sure do.
Oh, gosh.
Carol, will you kick Kennedy out?
Yep. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Did you hear that confidence in her voice? Did you hear that? Go ahead. Leave the studio. There she goes into that soundproof booth. You can't hear anything that is happening. You know the deal. You get more right than Kennedy. You win. If you tie, that is a loss for you. We can't give you the money with the tie for the $1,000 Campy Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
NFL QB Russell Wilson shared a message to his wife for her birthday on social media, and it caused a bit of a stir because he said, and I quote, "Daddy loves you." Which singer is he married to?
Ooh, Sierra.
Who played the lead character in the 2008 movie Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
HBO's New The Penguin is being compared to another one of their hit shows that starred James Gandolfini as a mob boss. Name that show.
Oh my goodness. The Sopranos.
20 years ago today in 2004, David Hasselhoff lost his license because of a DUI. Can you name the show where his co-star was a talking car?
Knight Rider.
Question number 5. McDonald's is offering Quarter Pounders again after being ruled out as an E. coli source. Apparently, it was the onion served with the burgers that have been identified as the source. True or false? These are all current or former characters from McDonald's ad campaigns. True or false? One-Eyed Sally, Captain Crook, the Headless Egg McMuffin Horseman. True or false, these are all current or former characters from McDonald's ad campaigns.
False.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How you feeling, Kara?
Good until that last one.
All right, Kennedy, welcome
back. Seems a little bit easy, Carson.
Seems a little easy? All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kara got 4 out of 5.
Okay.
It's pretty good. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
She's calling into question the difficulty of the questions. Question number 1, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. I think these are tough.
Mm-hmm.
NFL QB Russell Wilson shared a message to his wife for her birthday on social media, and it's caused a bit of a stir because he said, and I quote, "Daddy loves you."
Weird.
Which singer is he married to?
Sierra.
Would that
Everybody's
be weird?
Got their own words.
Would it be weird to you if Mr. X posted and said, "Happy
if that's
birthday,
what I called him in
Daddy
a private
loves
time,
you"?
I don't know. That's not one of the words I use, but you know.
Tied to one. Question number 2. What word do you use?
They're married. I'm not. Like you know what I mean. They
don't gloss over the question.
They seem to have it figured out.
What's the word you use with Mr. X? Who played the lead character in the 2008 movie Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
Tied it 2. HBO's new The Penguin is being compared to another one of their hit shows that starred James Gandolfini as a mob boss. Name that show.
The Sopranos.
All right, tied at 3. Question number 4. It was 20 years ago today in 2004. David Hasselhoff lost his license because of a DUI. And can you name the show where his co-star was actually a talking car?
Knight Rider.
Yes, of course. And question number 5, McDonald's is offering Quarter Pounders again after being ruled out as an E. coli source. Apparently, it was the onions that were served with the burgers that was the issue.
I read that story not 20 minutes after finishing a meal at McDonald's. Oh, I was like, well, I'm dead. It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine. True or false, Kennedy? These are all current or former characters from McDonald's ad campaigns. True or false? One-Eyed Sally, Captain Crook, and the Headless Egg McMuffin Horseman. True or false, these are all former or current characters from McDonald's ad campaigns.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, so it must be true. I think you're trying to fake me out. I'm going to say true.
It is absolutely true.
Oh, man.
The Headless Egg McMuffin Horseman was in an ad campaign for McDonald's.
That's a riot. And one-eyed who?
There's One-Eyed Sally, Captain Crook. It's like, oh, if you want to have some fun,
I just don't understand.
Go look up all there's. They have a lot of villains and pirates, and they have a.
Was a pirate.
There's a whole Wikipedia page dedicated to former characters and current characters on McDonald's. I had no idea. There's like 60 of them.
Wow.
Yeah. So 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Kara, I'm sorry. I will try to do better with the questions next time and make them more difficult. I will do better. And what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kara from Hudson, and I can't beat Kennedy.
This time.
This time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.